Both men and women suffer concussions in sports, yet the overwhelming majority of studies about concussions focus only on men. Researchers are meeting this week to consider what they don't know and how to learn it. Here's NPR's Becky Sullivan.
Lindsay Simpson was just 16 when she got her first concussion playing soccer. She was a promising high school goalkeeper who wasn't afraid to be bold in her games.
I dove for the ball and my body hit funny and I slammed the back of my head on the ground, which, you know, you're trained very well not to do that, but mistakes happen.
Her symptoms were so bad, she had to take 9 months off. But still, she was recruited by the University of Maryland. Then she got her second concussion, a third, a fourth, and finally one that ended her playing career. Now, at 36 years old, Simpson still has questions about the concussions that have altered the course of her life.
You know, that's the million-dollar question to me, is why? Why did I get that impact and it affected me that way? And you watch someone take a hit every Sunday on TV, and they're fine.
Questions like hers have dogged researchers, too. Studies suggest that men and women are different when it comes to head impacts. Women and girls might be more susceptible to concussions in the first place and might need longer to recover. But the concussion protocols used by teams and schools and doctors worldwide are largely based on studies of men.
The doctor that's treating an NFL player on the sideline is using the same statements and guidelines that a pediatrician is using to treat a 14-year-old soccer player that's a female.
This is Julianne Schmidt. She's a concussion researcher at the University of Georgia. She and some colleagues looked at the official recommendations made by three influential medical organizations, including the International Conference on Concussion in Sport, which is the one meeting this week.
The startling part was just how male it was.
80% of the participants in the studies behind these recommendations were male. Only 20% were female. And many of the underlying studies had no female participants at all.
Putting a number to that really made it very clear that this is a huge imbalance, and it's going to take a lot of work to bring it back into balance.
The problem is that concussion research used to focus on American football, which is mostly played by men. Now, studies are better about looking at women and girls, too, and scientists are learning more about why women respond differently. But there are still so many questions, says Dr. Christina Lynn Master, a pediatrician and concussion specialist at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. Like, why are women more likely to report symptoms than men?
Is that because they have a more severe injury and have more symptoms? Or is there something about gendered behavior where they are reporting more symptoms or more likely to disclose as opposed to hide symptoms?
There could be biological reasons too, Master says. Women have weaker necks, for one. Menstrual cycles and hormones could play a role. But what's needed is more research, say both Master and Schmidt of the University of Georgia. They say that's where this week's international conference can come in. There, a group of experts will issue an updated consensus statement, which they say could highlight this disparity and call for more funding to help fix the imbalance. Becky Sullivan, NPR News.